So biodynamics is really at its core about treating the farm as a living organism.
Ridgely Evers is walking me through his vineyard at Devero Family Farms and Winery. His business is certified biodynamic, which is a form of agriculture that strives to work with nature instead of against it. It's similar to organic. Many chemicals are prohibited, but there are some key differences.
The big difference between biodynamics and organics is that organics is really about a recipe, its rules, and biodynamics is about intention.
For Evers, intention means growing grapes that naturally thrive in this climate. As we walk through the vineyard, he points out why his vines are different from what you might see on a typical farm.
So the Italian varietals, which is what we mainly focus on, we're actually standing here in the field where we're growing Barbera, are completely at home. And if you look at the vineyard, you'll notice the vines are kind of wild. They're not trimmed, they're not groomed, the vineyard floor is covered with vegetation. And all of that's just fine because the plant is actually relaxed here.
Some cultivators will remove all of the weeds from under the vines, leaving the soil bare and exposed to the sun.
If you let the sun's rays fall directly on bare dirt, one of the first casualties is the microbiology in the top layer of the soil.
Allowing weeds to grow under the grapes protects microorganisms or bacteria in the soil. Evers says this bacteria makes his soil healthy and provides nutrients for the vines. He also grows a native garden in the center of the property.
But this garden is actually the immune system of the whole farm. So the plants are beautiful, but they weren't planted for beauty. They were planted because they attract and harbor beneficial insects, which then naturally defend us against the non-beneficial insects.
When Evers first bought this property in 2008, he says the soil was severely degraded from years of traditional agriculture.
Now, what have we done in 10 years to take this property from being ecologically dead to what it is today? It's mostly what we've not done. We've let nature come back, do her thing, and make it what she wants it to be. We've assisted in the form of cover crop and compost.
And the secret to his compost is worms.
We've got a giant worm box over here. You want to see it?
He sticks his hand in a large box. There are several worms in about every handful of compost he picks up.
They're starting to come in here. There's a few.
Once these worms turn the compost into soil, he uses it to fertilize the vines. He credits this technique with the farm's success.
The fruit gets better every year. The ground gets better every year. The property becomes more fecund, more fertile.
These techniques may be better for the environment, but are they actually better for the wine? Evers thinks so. He says his grapes will be ready to harvest in about a week, and they are already pretty sweet.
And how do the grapes taste?
Try one.
Those are really good.
They're really good.
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Adia White.